Now, new legislation is going to be brought before the state parliament in Queensland next month that could see abortion removed from Queensland's criminal code by the end of the year. It's a really historic move, and if these laws are passed, it'll mean that New South Wales is the only state or territory in Australia where abortion is illegal. Here to tell us a little bit more about the proposed legislation in Queensland and what it might mean for us here in New South Wales, we're joined on the line now by the President of Australian Lawyers for Human Rights, Kerry West. Kerry, thanks so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Tess.
So could you give us a little bit of background on how the current state of abortion laws in Queensland are looking?
Yes, right. Well, abortion is currently a criminal offence under the Queensland Criminal Code for both the practitioner, anyone assisting, and importantly for the woman. Common law decisions from the 80s have held that abortion may be performed lawfully in circumstances where the woman's health is in danger. There's currently a defence for practitioners acting in good faith, but no defence for the woman.
And so these proposed laws would make abortion legal, but what were some of the other recommendations made by the Queensland Law Reform Commission?
Other recommendations included the introduction of lawful on-request termination of pregnancy up until 22 weeks, available post 22 weeks with the consultation of another practitioner or in a medical emergency. Also, nurses, doctors and pharmacists would be able to perform terminations. Conscientious objection would be available for practitioners who object to perform or provide advice on abortion. But importantly, there would be a requirement to disclose that objection and refer the patient to a practitioner known not to object. And a woman who consents to, assists or performs her own termination would no longer commit a criminal offence. But the bill would create an offence for unqualified persons performing abortions. Also, the bill would establish safe access zones of 150 metres around clinics, making it an offence to engage in prohibitive behaviour such as harassment, intimidation, like seeking to deter a person from having an abortion. And it would be an offence to make recordings of people within safe access zones without their consent or reasonable excuse.
Which is definitely good news. I mean, I know we've been having a lot of discussions about the safe access zones here in New South Wales. I didn't realise that they were still an issue in Queensland as well.
Yes, that's right. There's no safe access zones in Queensland.
So this isn't the first time as well that there's been a proposal to change the laws. What have been some of the reasons for the delay in getting these laws changed?
Right, well, the reasons for the delay, the Labor government has said that they'd want to get this right and they don't want to rush it. Until now, we haven't had the numbers in Parliament to pass the reforms.
And so do we now? Like there's a pretty good chance that this might go through?
Well, we're certainly hopeful. Labor has a majority of 48 out of 93 seats, but not all Labor MPs are supportive. So we'll need the vote of some LNP members. The Greens MP is pro-choice. So passage of the reforms will depend on whether or not the LNP allows a conscious vote or not. We're hoping that they will, and the leader of the opposition seems to be open to the idea.
Well, fingers firmly crossed.
That's right. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we're very hopeful.
So if this does go through, New South Wales is going to be the only state left in Australia where abortion is still a crime. If this does go through, what sort of pressures do you think that this will put on New South Wales to change its laws?
Well, we definitely think New South Wales will be under pressure. As you've said, New South Wales will be the last state which criminalises abortion. In a significant step forward, New South Wales does now very recently recognise the rights of patients to access services safely, having passed safe access zones legislation. So it certainly seems at odds to protect the rights of people to commit what remains a potential crime punishable by 10 years imprisonment without harassment. Once these reforms pass in Queensland, New South Wales will find itself in a truly archaic position as compared to the rest of the country, with abortion laws that are not reflective of community values or internationally recognised human rights principles.
Unfortunately, it wouldn't be the first time this state's been set in the archaic ways compared to the rest of the country, would it?
No, unfortunately not.
Well, it's definitely going to be one to keep an eye on. Kerry, thank you so much for your time this morning.
That's my pleasure, Tess. Have a great day.
You too. That was Kerry West, President of Australian Lawyers for Human Rights, speaking to us this morning about the proposed decriminalisation of abortion in Queensland. It's set to be brought before the state parliament next month. Going to be one to watch. As I said, if it goes through, we are going to be the last state left in Australia where abortion is still a criminal offence. So Not so great.